Good morning and welcome back to Catalate. It's been a little while, and the reason for that is because we only have a few of these left to do from the Heidelberg Catechism. So we look today at Lord's Day 46 on this week as we continue to celebrate the Advent. Question and answer 121. Why is it added in heaven? We're looking at the Lord's Prayer here. That we might have no earthly thought of the heavenly majesty of God, and from his almighty power expect all things necessary for body and soul. And then we have that accompanying scripture that we have come to love because it directs us in all things in doctrine and life and in faith and practice. Jeremiah 23:23-24. Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? Again, that we are not defining God by what we know on this earth because of that heavenly majesty. Acts 17:24-25 and verse 27. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Romans 10:12. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. And then we have 1 Kings 8:28. Yet regard the prayer of your servant and his supplication, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you today. Psalm 15:3. But our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. So again, back to the question, why is it added in heaven? That we might have no earthly thought of that heavenly majesty, and from his almighty power expect all things necessary for body and soul. So while we can't define God by that which we know on earth, we do know of this God, this benevolent, loving, gracious, covenant God, from his word, and though he is filled with heavenly majesty, he makes himself available to us through our Lord Jesus Christ, who intercedes on our behalf, and we are instigated by the Spirit to make our petitions known to him. So may we bask in that communion today, walk with the King, and be a blessing.